Farmers have harvested most of the soybeans in North Louisiana, and the yields have been outstanding, according to LSU Ag Center soybean specialist Ronnie Levy.
If it wouldn't have been for the hurricane, you know, we probably would have had a record yield set in Louisiana. We still may be able to do that if depending upon some of these later soybeans and how they perform.
About 40% of the 1.1 million acre crop remains in the field. Some acres in the southeast were lost to Hurricane Isaac. Rains in the southwest are delaying the harvest there.
Producers aren't able to go get in and harvest them, so they're sitting in the field an additional week to 10 days, and that's where we see a lot of quality damage.
Stink bugs also have caused minor damage to fields because farmers weren't able to spray before the hurricane. Despite problems, farmers should do well this year. Drought in other parts of the country have driven up soybean prices.
They're probably the highest prices that I've known of in my days in soybean production.
Other good news for growers is they now have access to soybean varieties better suited for the South. This is helping them achieve record-level yields.
In the past, most of them were developed for the Midwest with different growing conditions, different diseases, different problems than we have in the South.
With good varieties and high prices, Levy expects soybean acreage to go up in Louisiana next year. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.